Monty Vidal, Monty Rock. Once again, take care of yourselves over the weekend. Do enjoy yourselves and be good. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Here's your novel, let us go. And stand by for Eddie Cody after World News. Right now here in Crystal City Sound, the time has just passed 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. For speed, efficiency, design and colour selection, Olympic Print are the champions. Telephone 74234. To enhance your image with quality stationery and save a mint, use Olympic Print at 74234. You'll find them at 12 Gladstone Street. Olympic Print! Crystal City Sound News is brought to you by Olympic Print.
Olympic Print!
And here at the news desk is Sandra.
An Irishman and a Dutchman are due in court this morning following a major drugs raid earlier today. An estimated £100,000 worth of heroin and cocaine were found in a house in Dundrum in Dublin, which drug squad detectives have been watching for a week. The Irishman was arrested at the house and the Dutchman in a later operation at a Dublin hotel. Two men are due to appear in a special court in County Clare later this morning following an attack on an elderly man in the town. The 81-year-old man from Turnpike Road is now detained at the local hospital with head injuries. The two men were spotted by Gardaí on duty in the area at 3 o'clock this morning. Britain and Ireland may try to force northern politicians to sign anti-violence declarations, according to the SDLP's deputy leader. Seamus Mallon said at his party's annual conference in Belfast that this would be part of any Anglo-Irish agreement. He warned that any such requirement would distort election results and strike at the heart of democracy. The closure of the Claremorris bacon factory in County Mayo now seems more certain after the Labour Court failed to settle the dispute that threatens 120 jobs. Union and management representatives failed to agree after a day-long court hearing yesterday. Communications Minister Jim Mitchell says there may be no more full state funding of airports. He told the Irish Aviation Executive Staff that projects such as the new runway for Dublin Airport represents a whole new challenge for Air Rianta in the not-too-distant future. President Reagan has turned down a plea from the hostages in Lebanon to help have them freed. Four of them had written to the president saying they understood his reluctance to deal with the terrorists, but that they felt they should be treated as special cases. A spokesman from the White House said that there was no question of giving in to terrorists. A second person has died from Legionnaire's disease in Glasgow. He was a 57-year-old man, a heart patient in Glasgow Royal Infirmary. Admissions to the hospital have been closed in the second major British outbreak of the disease in a year. And that's the news for now. The next news will be at 3.
Crystal City, keep you in touch.
The southeast weather forecast for today, Saturday, says showers and bright spells, rain becoming heavy and persistent in the afternoon. Temperatures will reach 13 degrees centigrade today. Winds will be west to northwesterly direction. Next news is not at 3 o'clock, at 2 o'clock.
Wake up to reality. Other reality. before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Anything come what may, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Is your mentality, wake up. Every time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
A good warm place to be on a cold, chilly Saturday morning in Waterford City. Should I say Saturday afternoon? It's 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. That was Julio Iglesias there, and I've got you under my skin. You're very welcome along. It's Eddie Cody in the afternoon, right through until four on Crystal City Sound, with lots of good music and lots of chatter and lots of racing. Plenty of racing results today for you, and we'll be looking at the racing a little bit later on. We'll be giving you some tips as well, and we'll have the first results of the afternoon coming your way probably around 1:30 or so. That's not too far away from now. So for the best service in town for racing results, stay with us here on Crystal City Sound today from now until 4 o'clock. And if you'd like a little mention, our number at Crystal City Sound is 73327. Many thanks to Kevin McCarthy for the last 3 hours. Kevin will be back every day next week, Monday to Saturday between 10 and 1 in the morning. Going back in time now, we have a number from Paul Simon called Late in the Evening.
And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music's seeping through, the next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys and with my troops, yeah. Some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groups, yeah, singing late in the evening, and all the girls out on the stoops, yeah. Then I learned to play some lead guitar. I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside to smoke myself a J. And when I come back to the room, everybody just seemed to move, and I turned. remember when you came into my life. I said I'm gonna get that girl no matter what I do. Well, I guess I've been in love before. Once or twice I've been on the floor. But I never loved no one the way that I love you. And it was late in the evening, and all the music seeping through.
Simon there from the album soundtrack of the movie One Trick Pony, and a number called Late in the Evening. And from the evening onto the nighttime we go now, and a number from Lionel Richie. This is the album version of All Night Long.
Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. All in their feet. Life is good, wild and sweet. Let the music play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song. sing along, going to
party.
Ooh, I'm, yeah.
Fiesta, forever.
Come on and sing my song.
Lionel Richie there, and All Night Long, All Night. That's from the LP Can't Slow Down, a very fine version of that song. We'll have the racing tips for you coming up right now. Just before that, for Bob Dylan fans, we have a great song coming up from Bob Dylan after we give you the racing tips. And as you probably heard yesterday from the news reports, Reuben Carter was released from jail yesterday, the guy who was sentenced to life back, I think it was in 66, for a crime which he did not commit. And he has eventually been released anyway yesterday. Bob Dylan wrote a very great song about Reuben Carter, the boxer, and he called it Hurricane. That was back in 1974. It was a big hit for Dylan, and we have the full-length album version of that song, Hurricane, coming up right after we look at today's racing. Racing at Doncaster today got underway at 12:15, and that will be the last big meeting of the flat season today, and Steve Cawthon desperately needs five winners. He's got 195 already. He needs five today. I wonder, can he do it? It's a big task ahead of him, but you never know. A great little jockey he is. He needs five to make the 200 for the season, and today is his last chance at that. Unfortunately, he wasn't very successful yesterday. Racing at Catterick today at 1 o'clock. There he started. Also at Cheltenham, big meeting there at Cheltenham today with some fine racing. The Meeson Gold Cup, or the Makison Gold Cup rather, is the feature there at 150, and that one, Cheltenham, got underway at 20-1 today. Windsor is racing as well today there, started at 115, and there's two Irish meetings on today. Down Ryle started at 115, and Nace, they started there at 12:45. The feature race of the afternoon, of course, is the William Hill November Handicap. That's the last big flat race of the season, and we're going to go for Steve Cawthon's mount in this one, which is number 4 Imperial Bid. Great horse this one, won over the distance already of a mile and 4 furlongs, and should go very well there today. Imperial Bid in fact is favourite for the race, but a nice favourite. It's such a big field that the favourite should be around 6-1 or thereabouts. If you'd like to beckon each way bet in that race there, I think maybe number 2, Abu Kadra, which is a course and distance winner over the mile and 4 at Doncaster, might be worth an each way bet. Small little each way wager on that, mightn't go astray at all. Now in the 145, the race before the big one this afternoon, the 145 at Doncaster, we're going for number 27, Well Rigged. It looks good in the weights as well. Well Rigged, distance winner over the mile, and well, we see it's from the McEasterby stable, the mount of apprentice jockey Gabriel Carter. Well Rigged is second favourite in the betting at 6-1, and had some fine wins already this season, and was placed in all of its last 6 races, if you know what I mean. So Well Rigged I go for in the 145, and Imperial Bid in the 220. That's the big race of the afternoon. And in the big race at Cheltenham today, the 150, the Makison Gold Cup over 2 miles and 4 furlongs, we're going for the Irish challenger there, number 4, Buckhouse from the Mouse Morris stable, the mount of Tommy Carmody. This is a really good horse, and I'd be very surprised if anything beats it here today. And in the 225 race at Cheltenham, we're going for number 4, Ballymillan, which had just one run this season, came second first time out, and a very good second that, I think, should go well today there. Ballymillan, probably a winner for us in the 225. So there's my 4 for the Yankee for today. Once again, just to recap, at Doncaster in the 145, number 27, Well Rigged. In the 220, number 4, Imperial Bid. And at Cheltenham in the 150, number 4, Buckhouse. And in the 225 race there, number 4, Ballymillan. We'll have the first racing results of the afternoon around about 25 to 2. That's just under 15 minutes from now. So hope you can stay with us here on Crystal City Sound for the results. And we'll have them for you then pretty fast as well, right through the afternoon from now until 4 o'clock. Now it's time to get back to the music, and as promised for you, Bob Dylan and that great song dedicated to Reuben Carter, the boxer, who was just released from jail yesterday. This one is called The Hurricane.
Fighting for his name, while at the decks of Bradley's still in the robbery game. putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night. Don't forget that you are white. Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to move back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want up in this triple murder. On him, he ain't no gentleman jail. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man. Marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards for the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Algeria agreed. Carter was falsely tried. Crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. The newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he gonna be the champion of the world.
That's Bob Dylan there, the full-length album version, all 8.5 minutes of Hurricane from the LP Desire. I hope you enjoyed that one. It took us back to 1974. Big hit in the charts as well, the single was, back in that year for Dylan. Now, we've a record here for Sandra this time, the receptionist here at Shoreside, or secretary, whichever you like. And Sandra, it's a special request for you from a secret admirer who is waiting here for you to come back to the station. Goodbye Girl is the name of this one, and it's from the band Go West. Beautiful sound there from the band Go West. That was the follow-up single to We Close Our Eyes, which was their first hit, and a massive hit it was too. Really sold very well for them, We Close Our Eyes, but unfortunately Goodbye Girl never really seemed to catch on at all, even though it's a lovely record there. I suppose a lot of people bought the album and didn't want to buy the single then. The album itself is simply called Go West. Well, we're awaiting the racing results man to arrive in. He should be here very shortly with the results, and we will give them to you as soon as possible. We've got a lot of results to catch up on because racing started pretty early at a couple of meetings today. So we'll be doing that for you very shortly. In the meantime, we take a short break.
Crystal City Sound. Now open, Moraid's Restaurant and Delicatessen in George's Court, serving the finest in sweet and savoury foods. Moraid's can cater for you whether your preference is in exciting salads, lasagna or quiche. Moraid's of George's Court, ideal for lunch, a snack or just the best cup of Bewley's coffee around. Moraid's of George's Court, Waterford.
Heating specials for the month of November at U Deco Limited, Thomas Street. The Arden Tara, including cylinder and gas, £90, and the Arden 6000 at £70. U Deco Limited, Thomas Street, Waterford. Telephone 55867.
The latest hits
and the greatest memories.
You'll hear them all, Crystal City Sound.
Well, we'll get around to some great memories for you later on in the programme, but right now, the latest hit from the band Thompson Twins. I like this one, it's very good. It's called King for Just One Day.
I know you well, and I can tell something's on your mind. 'Cause in your dream, no one's gonna hurt you like. You say you hunger something you can't name at all. And love is not enough anymore. I was king for just one day. I would give it all away. You know
latest one there from the band the Thompson Twins, and it's called King for Just One Day. Well, Steve Coughlin is desperately in need of five winners today, but I don't think he's going to do it now, because three races have gone through at Doncaster already today, and Steve Coughlin hasn't been he hasn't won any of them. In fact, he wasn't placed in any of the races, and that leaves 1, 2, 3, 4 five races left, so Coughlin will have to win all of those to make the 200 this season. Virtually impossible, I say. Anyway, Joe Mercer, it's Joe Mercer's day, last day today. He is retiring. Piggott retired there a couple of weeks ago. Now it's Joe Mercer, his last day of racing today. What a great old jockey he's been to. and he's 51 this year, and it says here he retires from race riding today, but he can go out on a winning note by scoring on Comin' Le Toil at Doncaster. Well, whatever about winning, oh yeah, he did win on that one, that's the one, in the 12:45. I thought I was coming up later on today. Yes, he won on that horse, and it was in fact the 10 to 11 favourite. We'll give you the full result of that a little later on, but now the Irish results first, beginning with Nace. The 12:45 at Nace, it was a three-horse race there, and the winner of that was number 2, Hard Case, trained by Jim Daper and ridden by C. Barker, apprentice jockey there, claiming £7. It came in at 2-1. We have no more prices there. I'd imagine Hard Case was the second favourite there. Kilcolone would have been the odds-on favourite for that race, but unfortunately didn't win. Hard Case from Jim Draper's stable, winning the first race at Nace at 2-1. The 1:15, the winner of that was number 5, Majestic Monarch, at 7-1. Second, number 8, Musical Lord, the 7-2 favourite. And third, number 1, Anything Better, at 6-1. So a winner there for number 5, Majestic Monarch, from the B.V. Kelly stable, the mount of Stephen Crane. That guy is really notching up some winners lately. That one came in at 7-1. The second one home, Musical Lord, from the Desi Hughes stable. That was the 7-2 favourite. And the third one home, number 1, Anything Better, at 6-1. From Down Ryle, the first result of the afternoon there, the 1:15. That was won by number 7, Glen George, from the Francis Flood stable, the mount of Frank Berry. A good winner there for the two of those at 5-1. In second place, number 2, Ashbourne House, the 10-11 favourite. Third, number 4, 19 Shillings at 20-1. That's a win there again for Glen George at 5-1. Ashbourne House, second at 10-11 favourite. 19 Shillings, third at 20-1. And now we go cross-channel to Doncaster to catch up on the results there. The 12:15 first, an outsider coming up trumps here, never ran before this one. Number 34, Bonds Shamil, at 33-1. In second place, number 1, Al Salit, the 8-15 favourite. And third, number 35, Davilia, at 11-1. So the winner there again, Bonds Shamil, at 33-1. Al Salit second, the odds-on favourite, at 8-15. And Davilia third, at 11-1. And as I told you earlier on, the 12:45 was won by the top weight number 2, Comin' Le Toil, or Comin' Le Toil, whatever way you pronounce it, it's a French name there. 10-11 favourite, giving Joe Mercer a winner on his last days racing in Britain. In second place, number 10, Floral Charge at 10-1. And third, number 14, Grove Tower at 50-1. Now the 1:15 at Doncaster, and the winner there was number 10, Resourceful Falcon, at 11-1. In second place, number 20, White Syke, at 16-1. Third, number 11, Tresh It Out, at 9-1. There was a steward's inquiry there, but after the inquiry, the result stands. The winner being number 10, Resourceful Falcon, at 11-1. Well, there's a big meeting on at Cheltenham today, and we've got the first two results from there. The 12:40 first. The winner of that was number 6, Tack Dreer, at 9-2. Second, number 15, Donegal Hope, at 10-1. And third, number 11, Mithras, at 7-1. The 1:15, the winner of that was number 16, Jim Thorpe, at 8-1. Second, number 4, Nasu Royal, at 12-1. And third, number 5, Malia Mal, at 16-1. Big prices there. Jim Thorpe winning at 8-1. Nasu Royal second at 12-1. And Malia Mal third at 16-1. Also racing at Windsor today, we have the first result from there, the 1:15. The winner of that was number 6, Diamonds High, the 3-1 favourite, Richard Dunwoody, the winning jockey there. In second place, I'm not sure which was second or third here, because our racing man has the two of these marked off as being two-thirds. So we'll give you the two of them anyway, and you can figure it out for yourself. Roger Nicholas was in the frame, and also Foot Patrol. One way or the other, one of them was second, the other was third. I don't know which way round it is. Roger Nicholas and Foot Patrol, and the prices are almost the same, 4-1 and 100-30. The winner, though, of course, was Diamonds High at 3-1 favour. That's the 1:15 at Windsor. Now from Catterick, the last couple of results for the time being. The 1 o'clock first, the winner there was number 8, Mendelita, the 4-5 favourite. In second place, number 11, Even Melody at 7-1. And the 1:30, the winner of that was number 5, Roseman, at 9-2.